Hi, I'm Sarah McClintock.
And I'm Kinsey Carnell.
Welcome to The Social Spectrum.
This is where we talk about all the ups and downs of life.
From social issues to relationship problems, we got you covered.
From your favorite hosts,
welcome to The Social Spectrum.
Welcome back, folks, to The Social Spectrum. We're here again with another episode. It's just me and Sarah today. Sorry you have to hear our voices for the whole episode, but welcome back. Thanks for tuning in.
I have a great voice, by the way. Just want to point that out. But
right.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, Sarah?
We are going to be talking about COVID.
No way.
It is a topic that is continuously talked about, I think, and definitely overdone a little bit because people are definitely being overdramatic about it now and being like, COVID started when I was in sophomore year and now I'm graduating college. And you're like, calm down.
Yeah.
It's been a bit. But introvert and extrovert, it did have a difference.
It did, for sure.
Big difference.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that today because I think we both had very different stories of what COVID was like for us.
Yeah, did you want to start or did you want me to start? Because I know yours is a little bit of a testimony.
Yeah, you can go ahead and start us off with some positive about what COVID was like for you.
Okay, I'll tell you when I figured it out. So we were coming back from a camping trip. And it was one of those moments, one of my friends was like, oh my gosh, Sarah, we don't have to go to school tomorrow. And I was like, that's so exciting. And she was like, for another 2 weeks, we don't have spring break. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And then we kind of talked about it with my parents and stuff. And then it was like, oh, we're not having school for another month. And then never again. And then as soon as it kind of kicked in after like about a month, I was like, okay, I need to do something with my life. So I started just kind of doing literally anything, like talking to people, hanging out with people, virtually, of course, which is kind of annoying. You want to like hug and stuff.
Right.
But it was pretty nice. And I don't think I realized how much I missed socializing and stuff, like physically, because I was with my parents. So it wasn't that big of a deal. It was like, I talked to them, I hugged them all the time, it was whatever. But it wasn't until I got back and it was our first day of church, I remember. And we weren't technically supposed to be there because it was still kind of like iffy if you should talk to each other or not.
Yeah.
And I get into church and immediately it was like 8 a.m., never been a morning person. And I see this guy named Caleb and Caden and I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, da 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 da. And like talking it up, like being so loud. There's literally a video of me dancing to worship songs because they were practicing. And they were like, what? It's 8 a.m., Sarah. Why do you have so much energy? And I was like, because there's people.
Oh.
And so it was like, I didn't realize how like need I was of socialization until then. But I did a lot of the traditional schools whenever they allowed us to. And they were like, do you want to do online or traditional? I was like, traditional. I will not be online. I could not focus. I couldn't do a thing. It was so bad. I barely got work done. That's about it.
I think that's really funny because I think we've mentioned it, but I was online schooled. And so I started in eighth grade and COVID happened when I was my freshman year of high school. And so everybody else was like, oh, we get a week off school. We're moving to online. Literally nothing changed for me. So I still had to go to school and I still had to do my normal routine, which was good, I think, for education purposes, because nothing changed that much for me in terms of curriculum. It was just the fact that everybody else got a break and we did not. But it was fine. So nothing changed for me in the school area, which is funny, but it was definitely weird because I remember, like, I didn't have that many friends at the time, but the ones I did have, like, I couldn't go see. And so that was hard, which is really weird because I enjoyed getting time like at home, but I definitely had that cabin fever where I was like, I just want to go outside and not feel like I'm in a war zone because it was just depressing, honestly. Like where we were living at the time, we were in my grandma's house, actually. So we weren't even in our own house for a whole year. So that was crazy.
I feel like I got out a lot more than I should have because I think I always was the one that was like, okay, I'll go do the shopping runs. And I think I worked towards the end of COVID when they were like, you can go out if you have a mask. And I was like, cool, send me out. I think I got pushed out a lot right away. I think, honestly, even introverts and extroverts, like, they were all the same. They all wanted to have someone to talk to that wasn't their mom or their dad or their spouse that they've been locked in this room with. It's going to be so random. I'm so sorry. And it's so dumb. Have you seen the Mr. Beast, like, 100-day locked in a room challenge thing?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Okay, I've seen, like, TikTok clips of it. And it is so interesting because I think I could, but the thought of even being in this room for like 2 hours stresses me out.
Right.
So it's very much of like, you think you can, but I bet you anyone before COVID, you'd be like, so we're going to ask you to work from home. We're going to ask you to be home, stay home, don't talk to anyone. They were like, great, you don't have to socialize, I don't have to do a thing. But as soon as it came down to it, it's like, okay, when can we get out?
Right.
What about groceries? What about our friend that lives over there and they are sick? And it's like, they're fine. They just have a cough.
Right.
Also, I'm the expert. Also, if you can't tell.
And I think it's really interesting because coming down, like talking to everybody that I've talked to about their COVID experience, now that's been kind of a couple of years past. And so we've all had time to process it and everything that's happened. I think it's just really interesting how like no matter where you land, as far as like how social you are, that basic need for human connection was something that we were all extremely missing because that was hard for me and I wasn't expecting it to be hard for me. And I think like during the time of COVID, I was like, oh, this is fine. I can just lay in bed all day and not socialize and I'll be fine. Like I got my phone, I got YouTube, yeah. Like I'll be okay. But then after a couple months, I realized like how kind of depressed I was because I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't getting out of bed. And part of that was my fault because I feel like I could have made the best time with what I had, but I think part of it was I was just lazy, and so I wish I had done more productive stuff with my time, but I just didn't because I was stupid. I was immature.
Yeah, I remember having to go to Lowe's for like wood or something so random, but it was like for something that we'd been trying to do for a while. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're all out because everyone's trying to do projects, which was so insane that, like, they're out of wood. How are you out of wood?
Yes.
And it was stuff like that. Or, like, I went to the fabric store and they were all out of fabric, like a certain kind of fabric that you need. It's like the basic one. And I always thought that was so funny because I was like, well, how are y'all deciding to sew at the same time?
Right. Because we were all just collectively bored.
Yeah.
It's like, I wish I learned to make bread or something during that time because that would have been so much fun. And now it's like, I want to learn how to make bread, but I don't have time because I'm busy.
Yeah.
So I wish I would have used up that time to the best of my ability, but I did not because I was 14 and didn't understand.
That was the same year because COVID happened on, I think, everything shut down on March 13th for us, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. And my birthday's on March 15th.
Oh.
And that was the year I was supposed to get my driver's license.
Oh, yes.
So I sadly had to go so long without a license, which really made me mad because I just wanted to get it done. Like, there was so long of me being like, get this done. And then it was like, okay, I got it done. They were like, no, not yet.
Yep.
And you're like, dang it. Yes. So that was really disappointing. I wish that it didn't hit at the exact time because I was like, 2 days. We literally were coming back for the camping trip specifically so that at that exact time I could get my license when I got back.
Right.
So it's okay.
Yeah, I remember because I was getting my license like I was going to get my permit because I turned 15 later that year.
You're a nerd.
Yeah. So I was going to get the permit later that year, but the DMV offices were so backed up that I had to schedule my appointment like 3 months in advance. And so my birthday was in August, and I didn't get my permit until November of 2020. And so that was hard because I was like, man, I can't even practice driving because there's nowhere to go.
I had a friend that drove, I think, 3 hours to like a random DMV that had an opening. And I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I had to wait, I think, 2-3 months maybe.
Yeah.
For mine, so I think we're the same.
Yeah, because my dad and I drove, it was like an hour away
from
where we lived at the time. So that was insane. I was like, wow. Because it was a random, like, little tiny DMV out in the middle of nowhere, Texas. And so, yeah, no idea how that happened, but it was great.
Do you think immediately after COVID cleared, quote unquote, you got more social, like you decided to be more social and took more of an effort? Or were you just like, great, now I have the opportunity to be social if I want to be?
I think it took a second for me to get out of that mindset of like isolation because, I mean, really, I was struggling with a lot of anxiety and a lot of like social anxiety at the time. And so I think COVID just made it worse because I had so much time to be by myself that I had more time that I wasn't socializing and I wasn't getting used to it. And so then going to youth events or going like one day a week, going to church on Sunday and going to church on Wednesday, I had to psych myself up for those events. Just like 2 hours was so overwhelming to me because I'm like, I have to talk to people. I have to go be around people and like try not to have a panic attack even from like a small, tiny interaction. which that was difficult. And that took a lot of time to get over that, because I think just not socializing for a while made it worse. And then after COVID like kind of disappeared, it took a while for me to get out of that mindset of isolation. And only through the work of Jesus, only through the work of the Holy Spirit was I able to really overcome that. Because I don't think I really even broke out of my shell until like 2 years ago. Yeah, I was only like 17, I think, when I like officially was able to get over that and be like, okay, I can talk to people. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I can go out more than twice a week and be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. Took a while.
I had a friend that she never really had contact with people. Like, it's just like, she didn't really have a job. She didn't have a church to go to. She did homeschool. So like when we would talk, I had to carry the entire conversation. And it wasn't like bad. It was just like she didn't have that other part of interaction. So she was used to being quiet and like kept to herself. And so I think that's what happened with COVID, is a lot of people kind of were used to being kept to themselves and quiet and not talking to anyone. And now when they had to talk to someone, it was bad.
Right.
And that might be where you were.
Right. And I think especially just being a teenager, I was like,
for sure,
still trying to figure out how to socialize and how to talk to people. And so that was hard, because after COVID ended, I was like, okay, well, now what do I do? How do I talk to people? I forgot how to talk to kids my age.
Yeah.
And because I was just around my parents and people that were older than me.
Yeah. I feel like I took it among myself to like pull introverts in. I did have a few introverted people in my church that I was like, just join us.
Just talk.
just talk. It's not that difficult.
It's not that hard.
No, I this is the second time I'm mentioning TikTok, but I saw a TikTok today that was like me continuously bothering the quiet kid until they become my friend. And I was like, that is so funny. I think that's what I did for all of 2021. So yep. I was like, just be my friend. Come on. But I only did that in youth group. I think COVID honestly pulled me out of my shell for school, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
I think I very kind of touched on this, but I like was in my shell, but since there were so little people in the school, there was two people in my classroom. You know what I mean? I was like, I might as well talk to these people. I might as well get to know them. What are we going to do for group projects? And actually I had a class, it was yearbook, and she would take us on these quote unquote field trips around the school and be like, oh, we're going to do this here and here and here. But then the next year, our class got bigger because people weren't online anymore and we couldn't go on those field trips anymore. So I think for us, it was better because it wasn't as many people and you can kind of just do whatever you want. While whenever I got more people, it was like, okay, now we actually had to be school.
Right.
Which was kind of sad.
Yeah, that is sad. Yeah, because online school, I had kids that I could talk to or I could message, but it was online connection. It was social connection. It wasn't real. And I think I just, you know, tricked myself into believing that that it was enough when I'm like, I actually do need social connection. My poor parents, they tried so hard to get me to talk to people. But for the longest time, it was so hard to do. I don't know why it was so scary at the time. I think just like a lot of insecurities and a lot of that anxiety that I had to get over. It was mostly in my head because I didn't know. I didn't understand.
Yeah. Well, all of socializing is in your head. It took me way too long to learn that. But I think that that's the main thing that we all struggled with, especially during times of like you don't talk to people, is everyone needs socialization. Do you think that you would have gotten more social without COVID, or do you think you would have at least hit a wall at one point?
I don't know. Like, trying to imagine, like, if COVID did not happen, I feel like I would have been with the wrong crowd almost, if that makes sense, just from where I was in terms of, like, the church and the youth group I was in. It's like the friends I had at that time were not the best for me. And so if I did not have COVID and was not forced to separate from that, I feel like I could have been, I don't know, it could have just either made it worse or maybe it would have just stayed the same. I'm not sure. Yeah, if COVID didn't happen, man, I don't know, because it's just such a huge part of my life. Like, it was awful and I went through a lot during that time.
Yeah.
But if it didn't happen, I don't think I would have learned the same lessons I do know now. And I wouldn't know how to deal with the things. Like, if when I do start getting anxious, I wouldn't know how to deal with that if I didn't go through that.
Yeah, that's really fair. I think that I wouldn't have changed friends because I was thinking about it. And I think I maintained all my friends. I think I just started hanging out with different people. But also, I didn't have a set friend group. I don't think, not until this year, I had a set friend group. I was just bouncing whoever took me. Which, honestly, I think is the one thing that I hated about being an extrovert. It's like, I know extroverts that do have friends, like friend groups, but I just wasn't one of them. and I'd bounced around everywhere. And it was nice to have tons of friends. But then my sister would have, like, sleepovers with her friends. And I'd be like, I don't have that. Because I don't have friends. And she was the introverted one. So it was, like, a weird thing of, like, I did have friends. And I definitely could have made sleepovers. But it was just, like, it wasn't the same. Because we didn't have that set. Like, you were a part of another friend group. So why am I inviting you to my house?
You know,
it's a weird thing. So I feel like COVID, or at least that time, pushed me to make a friend group. It wasn't sleepover friend group because it was guys. But whatever.
Yeah.
I'll take what I can get. But I think I ended up with a group of friends. But I wasn't, like, one of the guys. So I wasn't even in that friend group. But it was still nicer than not having anything.
Right.
Which was nice.
Yeah. Like, I didn't start getting a friend group until when I was, like, about 17, like, from a youth group and started meeting people. I was like, oh, okay, these are people I can hang out with and actually do stuff with. And then it prepared me for coming to college because it helped me learn how to socialize and how to be a part of a friend group. Because now it's like, okay, now I have people that I do hang out with all the time. I have really great friends that I feel like I've known them my whole life, even though it's only been since last semester. But I think if I did not have that experience of able to actually force myself, like, Kinsey, you have to talk to people, you have to make friends, like, a couple years ago, I would definitely be a lot more behind in college, for sure.
Are you more open now, going places without people you know?
I think so. It's still scary. Like, if I don't know you, it's really hard for me to be like, yeah, I'll get in the car with you.
Don't get in the car with strangers.
Don't get in the car with strangers.
Disclaimer.
But it's hard to be like, oh, yeah, I'll go to the party or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's helped me realize that sometimes you just have to do the hard things because you never know what kind of relationship could come out of it.
Yeah, well, do you have any big plans coming up?
Do I have any big
plans? Like, going out somewhere?
Not that
far
I know.
Away?
Oh, you're saying. I do have a big trip coming up, actually. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm going to France in the summer, actually, so that's it. That's a big trip.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have to, like, pay for that? Or is it, like, paid by the school?
No, I did get to go to for free.
You wish.
I wish. That would be great. No, I do have to pay for it.
Aw. Are you promoting it, or do you have to, like, go around and tell people?
I am promoting it. We're doing fundraising for it. I mean, I think what you're getting at is, like, let's step into the advert for a second. The adverb.
Oh, you gonna do it?
Let's step into the ad for a second.
Okay.
If you'd like to support me in my trip to France, where we go on a missions trip to get to work with missionaries and help college students and go on a college campus ministry, we get to help with sex trafficking victims, and it's going to be a great time. And if you would like to support me, we will probably include a link in the description. If you want to donate anything, that would be great, because France is expensive, the flights are expensive, but I believe that the Lord is going to do a great thing. So if you'd like to support me, feel free to click that link in the description and fill out the box with my name and my trip in the description. Add over.
That was forced by Sarah McClintock. Kenzie did not want to do that ad.
You guys can't see, but she pulled out the gun.
But Kenzie does support the, the France trip.
I do, yes.
Please donate. Just kidding.
Please.
But also, you do have to make calls, right?
Yes.
Is that hard for you? Or do you feel better doing calls?
Phone calls still terrify me. I don't think I'll ever get over my fear of phone calls. And that's so weird, because even if it's like a call from my mom or my friends, I'll hesitate before answering because I'm like, do I really want to answer the phone right now?
No.
And that's so bad. And I'm like, Kenzie, you just have to. Like, it's fine. But I'm still so awkward over the phone. And so it's a little hard, but I'm getting over it because it's been easier. Like, after I've made a couple, I'm like, okay, I can actually do it. And it's fine. It's just difficult. I just hate phone calls in general.
Speaking of call, I want to call to action. That was the dumbest one I've done so far. They're just going to get worse throughout these episodes. Stay tuned.
It's going to be more stretched. As
speaking of your dog, have you?
Oh.
Dog on our social media. At Wait. Social Spectrum.
Please don't dog on our social media.
We're just girls.
We're just girls.
We're just two college girls trying to survive, needing money.
Yes. We need food.
My meal swipes aren't enough. Okay. Our social media page at Social Spectrum. You can also find us on Spotify, Buzzsprout, Podcasts,
all the fun stuff.
All of them, all your favorite ones, you can find us. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time. This is social spectrum.